بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We move on to a chapter that deals with the night of decree, ليلة القدر. This great night, which is the greatest night in the whole year. The night of decree, where Allah Azza wa Jal made good deeds in it better than 1,000 days, 1,000 weeks, 1,000 months. And scholars say, Subhanallah, Allah is giving us so much reward. Why is that? So they looked into how long the nations before us used to live. And each one of them used to live for so many years. Nuh, peace be upon him, lived for so long. We don't know how long he lived, but we know that he remained giving da'wah. He stayed giving da'wah for 950 years. This is how he gave da'wah. How long? But how long did he live? May Allah a'lam. And that is why the nations before us, their life was so long. And because our lifespan is very short, the Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, the ages of my ummah is between 60 and 70. And anyone who passes 70 are very seldom. Those who pass 70 are very rare. Look around you. How many people do you find over 70? Very little. The most people that die, usually die before 60 or between 60. The Prophet ﷺ died when he was 63 years old. Abu Bakr died when he was 63 years old, and so on. So this is the average. That is why Allah has favored us. Allah has blessed us by giving us one night. The deeds in it are equivalent to about 80 plus years, 83, 84. Years on one night. It's very easy. A lot of the Muslims say it's too long. Praying Taraweeh for 2 hours or 3 hours with night with tahajjud, that's a lot. Akhi, you will get 80 plus years of good deeds. Yeah, but it is too much. I will only pray in odd numbers. The night of 21st, 3rd, 5th, 7th, and 9th. Okay, what about the even numbers? Say, no, not important, not important. And then they would say, 21st is too early. I will pray only on the 25th and the 27th and the 9th. And then they say, 27th is the night of Laylatul Qadr, so I don't have to pray any night except that. And even that, on the 27th, they pray 2 rak'ahs with the Imam of Taraweeh, and then say, wallah, my knees hurt, my back hurts, and they go home and watch TV. And this shows you how lazy we are. Even when Allah gives us so much good deeds, I can make it up later on, inshallah. So this chapter deals with this beautiful night. There are a number of misconceptions. People say that this night is identified by looking, and if Allah blesses you, you will see a window opened. This we have in some countries of Arabia. They say that, mashallah, the window of Laylatul Qadr has been opened. Allah will give you so much money. And these are all nonsense. How do we know Laylatul Qadr? You can't know it. But there might be signs of it. Among the signs that it is a night of peace. So much less fighting, much less car accidents, much less of argument takes place. And the sun, when it comes up, it comes up cold, without any strong light. So you can watch it, you can look at it when it comes. On other days, the minute it comes, it's so strong that you cannot look at it. And there are a number of signs, but these are only signs. And a Muslim, a proper Muslim, does not care if this night is Laylatul Qadr or that night. Why? Because the last 10 nights, it is full power. He's working because this is one season in the year he will not miss. Mother Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, O Prophet of Allah, if I think that this is the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree. And why was it called Laylatul Qadr? Qadr means value. So either it means that it is the night that has great value, or it means that the night that Allah decrees everything that's going to happen throughout the year. And scholars say, well, this night is this night, or is it the 15th of Sha'ban? It's an issue of dispute among scholars. This is not the time to discuss it. However, she asked the Prophet ﷺ, what should I say? And the Prophet told her to say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, now I'm describing Allah. I am complimenting Allah. You are afu. You are most forgiving. And you love forgiveness. So forgive me. Now, if Allah loves forgiveness, then we should also love forgiveness. But do we forgive people or do we hate people? If you say, no, alhamdulillah, I'm a person that I do not have any hate in my heart, and I try as much as possible to forgive people who wrongdo me. If you're like this, I give you the glad tidings, inshallah, you are among the people of Jannah. So the Prophet told her and instructed her what to say. Let's go to this beautiful night, this night where the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever prays the night of decree, Laylatul Qadr, whoever prays night prayer, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, anticipating for the reward and believing of its virtues, Allah will forgive all of his previous sins. So people, they will not engage themselves in any activities during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever the 10 nights started, that is on the 21st night, he used to tighten his apron, his garment. Tightening it, scholars have two interpretations. One, that he used to work hard. You know, when you want to carry things and do things, what do? You tighten your clothes so that you don't need every time to tighten it up. The second meaning is that he used to tighten it, that he would not have any intimacy with his wives. It's no time for sexual relationships. It is time for night prayer. It is time for devotion for Allah Azza wa Jal. He used to tighten his apron. He used to wake up his wives. Usually in normal days, they can sleep. Maybe he wakes them up for witr, the minimum. On these 10 nights, no, wake them up. This is no time for a sleep. Thirdly, he used to revive, this is the Arabic translation, literal, revive the night, meaning that he used to make the night alive. With what? With prayers, with seeking forgiveness, with dhikr Allah Azza wa Jal, dhikr of Allah, the Almighty Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So, we begin with hadith of Ibn Umar. May Allah be pleased with him. Yes, brother.
Narrated Ibn Umar radiallahu anh. Some men amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam were shown in their dreams that the night of Qadr was in the last 7 nights of Ramadan. Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it seems that all your dreams agree that the night of Qadr is in the last 7 nights. And whoever wants to search for it, that is the night of Qadr, should search in the last 7 nights of Ramadan.
Okay, Jazakallah khair. Hadith number 205.
Narrated Aisha radiallahu anha said that Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, search for the night of Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan.
Jazakallah khair. Hadith number 206, I presume.
Narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to practice i'tikaf in the mosque in the middle third of Ramadan. One year, he offered i'tikaf on the night of the 21st, which is the night he used to go back to his house. It's morning, he said, whoever was in i'tikaf with me should continue the last 10 nights, for I have been shown this night and made to forget it. I also saw myself in the dream prostrating in the mud and water in its morning. So search for it in the last 10 nights of this month, and search for it in the odd night. On that night it rained, and the rainwater started leaking through the roof of the mosque, which was made of palm tree leaves. I saw with my own eyes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the traces of mud on his forehead on the morning of the 21st.
Very well. Now these hadiths, along with other hadiths, have given us the information on when to detect the night of Qadr. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and we will discuss this issue furthermore, inshallah. So we'll be right back.